WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Let's get real for a second. Life throws curveballs, right? Sometimes those curveballs feel like a full-on batting cage explosion. You know what I mean. Those moments when everything seems to be going wrong, and that little voice in your head starts whispering doubts and fears. But here's the thing, you don't have to become a victim of circumstance. You can choose to stay positive, even and especially during those tough times. Today, we're diving deep into how to cultivate that inner strength, that unshakable optimism, no matter what storms are raging around you. Because trust me, there's nothing more powerful than a positive mindset when life tries to knock you down. First things first. Acknowledge the suck. Don't try to pretend everything is hunky-dory when it's clearly not. Feeling frustrated, angry, or even sad is okay. It's human. But don't let those emotions consume you. Accepting them allows you to move forward constructively. Next, practice gratitude. I know, sounds a bit cliche, but hear me out. Taking a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can seriously shift your perspective. It's like rewiring your brain to focus on the positive instead of dwelling on the negative. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great too. Self-care is about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Think exercise, healthy eating, getting enough sleep, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can handle life's challenges with more resilience. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Connect with people who support you, who lift you up and remind you of your strengths. Sometimes just talking things out or sharing a laugh can make a world of difference. And don't be afraid to seek professional help if you need it. There's no shame in asking for guidance when life gets tough. Finally, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Every obstacle you overcome makes you stronger, more adaptable, and wiser. Think about it. Your biggest setbacks can often become your greatest lessons. Ever feel like you're constantly battling an uphill climb? Like every day brings a new set of worries and anxieties. I get it. We all have those moments when life throws us a curveball, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and unsure how to cope. Remember that time you had to give a presentation in front of a crowd of people? Or maybe that stressful job interview where your palms were sweating and your heart was racing. Those situations can feel like the end of the world at the moment, but think about it. You got through them. You might not have realized it at the time, but facing those challenges head-on actually strengthened your resilience. You learned to manage your anxiety, communicate effectively, and push through discomfort. And that's what staying positive during hard times is all about. Building that inner strength and learning from every experience, no matter how tough. So remember, acknowledge those difficult feelings, it's okay to not be okay. Practice gratitude for the good things in your life, even the smallest ones. Prioritize self-care, nourish your mind, body, and soul. Connect with supportive people, lean on your loved ones for strength. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Every obstacle is a chance to learn and become stronger. This isn't about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about facing it head-on with a positive mindset. Because believe me, when you choose optimism, even in the midst of adversity, you unlock a whole new level of strength and resilience. Want to take your positivity to the next level? Try starting each day by writing down 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything, a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. This simple practice can seriously shift your perspective and set you up for a more positive day. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on how you stay positive during hard times in the comments below. What tips and tricks have worked for you? Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey towards greater well-being. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.